Jesus Christ, now get this terminology in your mind. Jesus Christ voluntarily, of His own free will, laid aside the free and independent exercise of all of His attributes as God. He made a choice to lay aside the independent exercise of all of His deity attributes. And He said, I won't use my power, my ability as God. When the Lord Jesus Christ laid aside the free and independent exercise of His deity attributes in order to be made in the fashion as of man and be found as a servant, He gave up. He laid aside the free, independent exercise of his attributes as God, of omniscience, of knowing all things, and laid aside that independent exercise of what He knew, and chose to know only what the Father told Him. Now that's a choice that He made, but He made that choice. Use my personal attributes. Live in total dependence on what the Master tells Him. Jesus Christ chose willingly, purposely, to live as the man Christ Jesus in absolute, complete, total dependence on what His Father told Him. On the will, the Word of the Father to Him. He made the choice not to live on what He knew. Independently, laid that aside. And laid aside all of the riches that He had as God. He didn't quit being God. He just wasn't going to exercise those deity attributes on His own. He was going to put Himself in complete, total dependence on the other members of the Godhead. On God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. Live that life in absolute, complete, total dependence on the Word of His Father. On the truth that He received from His Father. In exactly the way God intends every man to live. He lived in total dependence on the will and the Word of His Father. And He said, without what the Father tells me, I can do nothing. The Lord Jesus Christ does in His earthly life is He walks by faith in what the Father taught Him about who He was and about what He was going to do. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, and the heaven was open, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon Him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in Thee I am well pleased. Now you can read over that and miss that. If you compare that with the account in Matthew 3, the heavens open, and the voice from the Father said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Matthew presenting Him as the King, you hear the announcement of heaven to the world and to Israel, This is my Son. But in Luke, looking at Him, at who He is, notice it doesn't say, This is my Son. In Luke, the Father isn't addressing the crowds, He's addressing His Son. And He says, Thou art. You see that? You see how different that is than in Matthew? One, it's, here He is. See Him, everybody. In Luke, He puts His arm around Him and says, You're my Son. God the Father is personally educating the Lord Jesus Christ as to His identity, as to who He is. He doesn't come into the world saying, I'm the Creator. I'm the Messiah. He comes in having chosen to lay aside that knowledge and that capacity so that He could live in your limitations. Being made in the likeness of sinful flesh, being engulfed by the limitations of your humanity. And yet, in total dependence upon what God the Father teaches Him. And as the Father teaches Him, and as the Father speaks the Word, and as the Word of God begins to instruct Him, He comes to understand who He is and believe who He is because he's believing what God the Father told Him. You know how He knew who He was as Israel's Messiah? He knew because the Father said, Thou art my beloved Son, and he's depending by faith on the word of his Father. Can you grasp some of that in your mind without becoming a heretic? Can you relax and just see how that Jesus Christ lived in complete, total dependence on his Father's word to him? Christ lived his life in an absolute, complete dependence, trust, faith in the will of his Father. Jesus Christ was faithful to simply trust what his Father told him. So he had a time of limited understanding and limited knowledge because the Father had only revealed certain things to him, and he walks in dependence on what the Father's revealed. But because he took upon himself the form of a servant, he isn't functioning in the adult status yet. So here's the illustration. The heir, as long as he's a child, he's still a minor, differs nothing from a servant, but he's under tutors and governors. He's told what to do, when to do it, not to do. He's instructed. He doesn't know what. He's under the tutors and governors until, and circle that until, the time appointed of the Father. And at that point, when the time appointed of the Father comes, he moves from the status of being a child, the servant status, to the status of being declared a full-grown adult. Now knows everything that he needs to know to run the Father's business. That took place at the resurrection. He raised him from the dead, brought him up and set him at his right hand in heavenly places and put him in public display and said, "Here, he's no longer a servant. Now I want you to see my son." And he's fully, completely educated in everything I ever wanted him to know. And he can do everything I plan to do because I've completely taught him. That's why Hebrews 5 says that Jesus learned obedience. You see, as a servant, he learned some things. Then there came a time when the Father declared, "You're my son. Now you're fully educated. Now you've got it all." But you know why he had it all? Why he was fully educated? Not because he's depending on what he knew himself as God, but because he's still depending on what the Father gave him. I want you to see that at the adoption, when Christ is declared to be the Son, fully educated, it's because now he is fully depending on God the Father has revealed everything to him. God the Father has taken that original information back here and now completely imparted it to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's completely educated by it. He's completely dependent upon it. And now he's declared to be a son. My son. Because he's got all the information now. If I was getting that across to you, you couldn't be looking at me that blank. He gave up ever having that status on his own. Why? Because he has depended upon the education the Father gave him. He's living in total dependence even today, even now, in what God the Father communicated to him. And God is manifest in our mortal bodies just like he was manifest in the flesh of Christ. When I say to you, we live like Christ lived in total dependence on the Father's will, oh, listen, that's a reality in the life of Christ.